We're up to Perek Nunhei, Yeshaya Perek Nunhei, Pasuk Vov. This is the Haftorah that's leaned on a Tainus Tzibur, on a public fast day. It's all sound very very familiar, Dirshu, right? And we'll hopefully learn through the first part of it today. Dirshu Hashem Behimotso. Seek Hashem when He can be found. Kiro uhu, call upon Him, b'yoso korov, when He's close. The simple meaning, as the Matsuris brings down, is Yeshaya speaking to the people that they have to do tshuva. He already foresees there's going to be a golus, after that there's going to be a geula. We had so many chapters, so many prokim dealing with the future, the ultimate geula. But right now, they're still in Eretz Yisrael. They still have a king. They still have a Beis HaMikdash. Things are still salvageable. Dirshu Hashem Behimotso. Right now, Hashem can be found. You're here in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. Seek Hashem now when He's here. Kiro'u b'yosa korov. Call out to Him when He's still near. Don't wait till you're in Golus and you're far away and you're exiled without a Beis HaMikdash and then try to repair the relationship and draw close to Hashem. Now's the time. Of course, we look at it now in Golus and we say, oh, they blew it. They should have done it when they were in Eretz Yisrael. You're right. What does that have to do with us? They should have been better. But the truth is, the Targum explains, it's something that applies to every individual. Dirshu Hashem b'imotso. The Targum says, Tavo d'achalta d'Hashem ad d'atun chayin. You should seek out Yiras Hashem. Seek out Hashem while you're still alive. You know when Hashem is found? When you're able to right now draw close to Hashem. When you're living. Kira'u, call out to Him. The Targum says, Ba'omin kodamoi. Ask from Hashem. Bioso korov. Again, ad atun kayom. And as long as you're alive, the truth is it's a message to every person. Right now, if you have a closeness to Hashem in this world, so then after 120, in the world to come, that relationship continues and is stronger and more enjoyable, and it's a tremendous hanah, it's a tremendous pleasure for the neshama. But we got to make the first steps down here. Call out when we're still alive. Now's the time to involve ourselves and become close to Hashem. And the truth is, it's not only a question to do it while you're alive, as opposed to once a person passes on, but it's on a regular basis. Dirshu Hashem behimotso. The Gemara learns out, seek Hashem when He can be found. Kira'u b'yosa korov, call out to Him when He's close. The Gemara says, there's another pasuk. Who is like Hashem? Mik Hashem Elokeinu. Who is like Umi Goy Godol Ashelo Elokim Krovim Elov? Where is there such a great nation like Hashem? Like Klal Yisrael. That Hashem is close to us, B'chol Kareinu Elov. Whenever we call out to Hashem, Hashem is accessible. And the Gemara says in Yevomos, on Daf Mem Tes, Amud Beis, we learned a story. Chizkiyo was very sick. And he was actually decided that he was going to die. He didn't want to have children. He knew his children were going to be no good. And he was told that Yeshaya came with a nevuah that he's finished. So Chizkiyo said, no, it's never too late. But let me marry your daughter, and perhaps the zechus that the child will have a grandfather like Yeshaya Hanavi. He'll have a father like me, and he knew his stature is a tremendous tzaddik. The two of us, hopefully the child will be a tzaddik. And that's what happened, except that the child wasn't a tzaddik. Chizkiyo HaMelech married Yeshaya's daughter, and they had a son who was a big rasha. Chizkiyo was right. And the lesson from there is that a person has to do the mitzvos, and you got to keep the Torah, even if you have a reason to figure it doesn't seem to you to be the best move. You know, nerds, you go ahead and you keep the mitzvahs, and because of that, you figure whatever, you feel it's a detriment to the Kavod Shamayim, the honor of heaven. But you got to do the mitzvahs. Anyways, this son Menashe had a few, the grandson of Yeshayah Hanavi, he had a few questions on Yeshayah. And because of that, he decided Yeshayah is Chayav Misa. He deserves to be killed. And the Gemara says in Yevamos, Yeshayah knew how to answer his questions. Any question Yeshayah could have answered. But he knew that his answer wouldn't be accepted. So he said, you know what, it's better not, I'm not going to tell him the answer. Let him think he's doing the right thing. I'd rather not tell him the answer and have him just totally ignore me and kill Yeshayah anyways. One of the three questions Menashe had was this question. The Pasuk says in the Torah, who's as great a nation like Klal Yisrael, who has a God, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav? We're such a great people. Whenever we call out to Hashem, Hashem is accessible. So he said, I don't understand what my grandfather said. Look at Yeshayah. Dirshu Hashem behimotso. Seek Hashem when he could be found. Kuru, call out to him biyosakara when he's near. We learned in the Torah, Hashem always listens to us. Hashem's always close to us. Behold, kareinu elav, whenever we call out to Hashem, he'll answer us. What's Yeshayah saying to certain times, certain situations? You have to make the most of the opportunity. And that question decided Menashe, therefore, ended up killing Yeshayah Hanavi. But the answer is, well, we'll hear the answer here. The Gemara answers, it depends whether you're a tzibur or a yochid. When a tzibur, Klal Yisrael, as a minion, as a community, calls out to Hashem, as a tzibur, they do tshuva, nothing stops the tzibur. Klal Yisrael as a group, even if there was a gezar din, it's already been decreed, it seems to be too late, it's possible as a tzibur to change it. As a yochid, it's not always. As a yochid, if you're going to be by yourself, you're davening yourself, you have to find the right time. And what is the right time for an individual? It's the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Dirshu Hashem behimotso. Seek out Hashem when he can be found. Kira'u, call out to him biyosakara when he's near. It's the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. There, even as an individual, Hashem is close to you and you can do tshuva. Otherwise, as a tzibur, it can be anytime. Hashem is close to Klal Yisrael whenever we call out to him. There's an interesting, just to focus, just take a few minutes on the idea of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Just one thought. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, just as a person's Averis and Mitzvahs are weighed when he's Nifter, so to every year a person's V'chol Shana V'shana, they weigh a person's Averos with his zechusim, his merits. Misha nimsa tzaddik. And the Rambam says, somebody who's found to be a tzaddik, nechtam l'chaim. He's immediately sealed for life. Misha nimsa rasha. And if the person's found to be a rasha, and it's on Rosh Hashanah, nechtam l'misa. It's decided for death. And again, this is actually a whole separate discussion what this means. Of course, we know there are great tzaddikim who are nifter, and our rishonim who live. So exactly what the gezar din means, whether it means what his status is in terms of olam haba, or what it means is a different discussion. But tzaddikim for life, rishonim for death, and then the Rambam continues, v'abeinani, and the average, the one in the middle, Toli no soad Yom HaKippurim. We like suspend him till Yom Kippur. Im osa tshuva nechtam l'chayim. If he did tshuva, he's sealed for life. V'im lav nechtam l'misa. And if he didn't do tshuva, so he's sealed for death. That's the Rambam. And on that, the Lechem Mishnah has a question. The Lechem Mishnah asks, V'im tomar kilo osa tshuva. Let's say you have a beinani, an average person, he didn't do tshuva. Rosh Hashanah came, they decided we'll wait for Yom Kippur. So the Rambam is very clear. If you do tshuva, he's for life. If not, for death. Lechem Mishnah says, why? Amay nechtam l'misa. Hamechtzal mechtzal. First of all, he's 50-50. and Hashem is mate klape chesed, it should tilt the scales toward chesed. And in addition to that, he could always... So the Lecha Mishnah answers, Kivar Tirtzu, that the person may be 50-50. He might be a Beinoni. But if he does nothing, that itself is an Avera. We know, Kira'u b'yosa karov, you have to call out to Hashem at this time. These 10 days is the time to do tshuva. So if he's a 50-50, if he does tshuva, he's written for life. If he doesn't do tshuva, that itself is an Avera. And that itself tilts the scale. Not doing tshuva during these 10 days is what's going to ruin it for him. Because you can't just do nothing. During these 10 days, if you do tshuva, it's a mitzvah. If you don't do tshuva, it's an Avera. And therefore, doing nothing will give him another Avera. The question, though, is, still, why does it have to be yes tshuva, not tshuva? Okay, let's say the guy didn't do tshuva. So he got another Avera. So let him do another mitzvah. It's to say, during a series to make tshuva, he should do tshuva, or make sure to have more mitzvos. But why does it have to be tshuva? So Rav Itzel of Petterberger, he was one of the prime disciples of Rav Yisrael Salanter. And he answers in his Sefer Koch Veor as follows. The Gemara has a story. There was a butcher who had dealt with Rav in a disrespectful manner. And Rav went to appease the butcher to try to make peace on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei... On Pei Zion. The Gemara says Rav went to see the butcher, and as he was on his way, Rav Huna met him, and Rav Huna asked him, "Lahecha kazal mar, where are you going?" I'm going to appease this butcher. There was friction. He didn't deal properly. I want to go and try to make up. We should be b'shalom. Amar, so Rav Huna's reaction was, Rav Huna knew this butcher. And he was convinced, Ozel Abba Lemikol Nafsha, you're going to kill someone. He said, if you go to the butcher, I know this butcher is not going to accept what you're trying to do. You want to appease him and make peace. He's not going to accept it. And if you go to him, that's going to cause his death. Rav felt he would be able to appease the butcher, and the butcher spoke to Rav disrespectfully, and while he was chopping the bones, it hit a bone fragment that struck him in the head, and he died. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Itzel of Petterberger says, that's the idea why the Rambam says it has to be tshuva. It doesn't help to just do extra mitzvos. During these 10 days, Hashem comes close to us. He's waiting for our tshuva. So if you do tshuva, you're written for life. If a guy doesn't do tshuva, it's not just another avera, and you figure I'll counterbalance it with another mitzvah. This is such like such a slap in the face, kaviyachol. It's the way we're rebuffing Hashem. Hashem comes close to us and he wants us to change our ways, and we ignore it. Like, it's not just a single avera. And that's why the Rambam writes, if he doesn't do tshuva, he's written for death. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a different approach. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says as follows. The Alter from Navardik used to say, it says during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Beinoni, the person in the middle is Tluyim V'omdim. He's like suspended till Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, his final fate will be decided. The Alter from Navardik said, the words Tiluyim Ve'omdim means literally like hanging and standing. So the Alter from Navardik says, on Rosh Hashanah, really everyone's decided. A tzaddik for life, a rasha for death, and a Beinoni, it's decided that they put the noose around his neck, like somebody by the gallows. They put the noose around the neck, and he's all ready to be hung, but he's standing on a chair. He's teluyim, he's hanging, he's got the noose around the neck, but teluyim, he's standing on a chair. All that has to be done is they pull away the chair. But it's all been decided. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says in the Sichos Musar, he says, that's the idea. It doesn't help to do a different mitzvah. And a different aveira really wouldn't affect anything. It's all been decided. If he can change the past, if he can get rid of an aveiros in the past, if he does tshuva, so then he'll be saved. And if not, we're keeping the chair there till Yom Kippur. And if not, the person was decided for Misa, and therefore it's too late. So we look at the pasuk, Dir Shu Hashem Behimotso, and it might have been comforting to look back and say, like the Meforshim, seek out Hashem when he could be found before you're in Golus. But the truth is, it's not just a message for the nation who lived in Eretz Yisrael. It's for every individual. Dir Shu Hashem Behimotso, seek Hashem when he could be found, like we saw in the Targum, when a person's alive. Make sure to straighten things out when we're still on this world. And it's even on a more constant basis. Every year, Dir Shu Hashem Behimotso, seek Hashem during these 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, when he could be found. As Rashi says, Behimotso Kodem Gezar Din, before it's finalized, before the decree, Ba'od Shu Oimer Lechem Dir Shuni. At that point, Hashem is saying, I'm here, I'm waiting, I'm close to you. While I'm Karov, call out to Hashem Beyoso Karov. When he's close. The Malbim explains, and we will see, he has a lot of mishalim, a lot of parables in these few psukim. He says, imagine if you had somebody in your house. He's with you. That's Dirshu Hashem Behimotso. Seek Hashem when he could be found. He's right here. He's in your house. Grab the opportunity of doing tshuva when he's here. Don't sin. Hashem is with you. The Shekhinah is with you. If you do a sin, that causes Hashem to distance himself. Seek Hashem while he's with you. And let's say you did an aveira, you did something wrong. And now it's like Hashem is on his way out. You've shown you don't care, you don't want to be this close to Hashem, you did something wrong. Hashem is leaving your house. But then the next step, Kira'u, call out to Hashem, Biyosakara, when he's near. If you do something wrong and Hashem leaves you, but he doesn't leave to the highest heavens, the Shmei HaShemayim, he's still close. That's the time to call out. And let's say you didn't do either. You've been doing Averis and Averis and Averis, and he's been getting further and further away. That's the next pasuk. Yazov Rosh Darko. Let the wicked one forsake his way. V'ish oven machshavosov. And the iniquitous man, it means a person whose thoughts are not proper, are against Hashem. The ish oven, the man who's in his beliefs and his values and his thoughts, he's wicked. He should abandon those machshavosov. Let him abandon his thoughts. That includes all the different areas where we need to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva on your actions. You have to do tshuva on the way you talk. That's Yazov Rosh Darko. And you have to do tshuva on what you think. V'yishoven machshavosov, if you have the wrong thoughts. A person has to change. And by the way, just to make mention, though the Bali Musar all mentioned this, but it's something, it's an encouraging idea. But they compare it to a person who owes a lot of money. And he can't pay it up. He has creditors. He can't pay up the loan. So it's a good idea if he knew he's going to have to ask for more money. He already owes a lot of money and he needs to borrow more money. What's he going to do? He should at least try to pay up some small amount, make a token payment, show that he takes the loan seriously and he's trying to do something. And then when he has made some payment, he's done something, perhaps then they'll understand that they'll lend him more. So this is the same thing with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's such a stress on tshuva. The truth is, it's very hard for a person to totally change. For some people that works, you know, like they'll say, stop smoking cold turkey. Certain things, it's a lot easier. You want to change, somebody wants to lose weight, you got to change your total lifestyle. Don't, you know, decide, that's it. No more cake and cookies, you know. It's totally vanished. For some people, it helps to change totally. For others, though, at least do something. A person should take some small area and just change something so that you come to Hashem and you say, you know, I wasn't able to do a complete tshuva, but I did something. The Novi says, Yazov Rosha Darko. Let the Novi abandon his... Let the Rosha, the wicked person, abandon his path. The Rosh is the person who sins because he has kaivas, he has lusts and desires, and he's on the wrong path in life. He has what interests him and where he's heading. He's got to change that path. V'yishoven machshavosov. And the person with the wrong thoughts, which the Malbim says is referring to minus or kefira, he denies Hashem, or he has beliefs that are against the core fundamental beliefs of Yiddishkeit. He's got to abandon those thoughts. Others learn the other way around, that Russia is really the worst person. Russia is the person who's carried out his plans of Averis. The Ishoven could be a person who has bad thoughts, but he didn't put it into action. But whatever it is, you got to change your behavior and your thoughts. The Yoshev El Hashem V'rachameyu. And let him return to Hashem. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hashem who was, is, and will be. And it's the name of Rachmanus, Midas HaRachamim. Let him return to Hashem. Somebody who returns to Hashem, realizing the greatness of Hashem. Everything that exists in the world, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yoshev El Hashem. If he returns to Hashem, V'rachameyu, Hashem will have rachmanis on him. He'll have mercy on him. And then there are those who don't even do such a good job. They don't return to Hashem. They return Ve'el Elokeinu, to our Elohim. Elohim means the judge also. Adho Elohim Yovo Devar Shneim. If you have two litigants, they got to go to the judge. Ad Elokeinu means our judge. Our Elohim means the one who watches over each one of us and knows what each one of us are doing and is supervising and controlling and judging. And this person decides he's returning to Elokeinu because otherwise he's in trouble. He's afraid of the Einish. But he's also okay, even though he's not, he more perhaps won't have the special rachamim. But kiyar b'lisloach. Hashem is abundantly forgiving. Kiyar b'lisloach. And therefore, knowing that Hashem forgives, and he forgives in a tremendous, he's forgive many, many averis of great magnitude. Kiyar b'lisloach. He'll be able to return. He should return El Elokeinu Kiyar b'lisloach. Kilo machshavosai machshavoseichem. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. You're thinking that tshuva shouldn't help. But that's not what I think. Hashem says if you do tshuva, it just means you feel bad for what was, you verbalize it, you say vidui, and you make a commitment not to do it again. At this moment, you feel you won't do it again. You make a kabbalah. That's tshuva. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Tshuva will help. V'lo darcheichem d'rochoy. And your ways are not my ways. The ways of a person is, if you had a king and somebody rebels against him, the one who rebelled is going to be punished. It doesn't help to say you're sorry. The punishment that's deserved will happen. But v'lo darcheichem d'rochoy. Your ways are not my ways. A person may have done wrong, and I'll forgive him. No punishment will happen. Ne'um Hashem. And these are the words of Hashem. So the word of Hashem. Of course, all these psukim are the words of Hashem. But this is such a novel idea. Such a tremendous chiddush. The Navi reiterates Ne'um Hashem. Believe it, this is the words of Hashem. That whatever was, and you can change it. And there'll be no punishment. Why, the way you think is not the way Hashem thinks. The Malbim says that there are two tainas that people have. Why they believe they can't do tshuva. The first one is, Because Hashem doesn't change. Hashem himself is a constant. So if there was an anger against a person, somebody sinned and Hashem is angry at him, whatever this means, Hashem doesn't have anger, but if he's expressing and showing the anger, the way we envision Hashem, the way we feel there's a showing of anger. If there's anger against the person and Hashem doesn't change, so where's the anger going to go? How can it be that one minute Hashem was angry at him and then he did shuv and Hashem is now not angry? Hashem doesn't change. That's one taina. Those who don't want to do tshuva, that's one excuse and one taina they have. The second taina is, whatever happened is a reality. If the person did something wrong, he did it wrong. How can you tell me he did tshuva, he feels bad, and he did all the components of tshuva, it's no longer, the aveira doesn't exist. It existed. Whatever the aveira was, the facts are the facts. He did it. If somebody was serving the king and he did it wrong, it doesn't help to have charata. So the first thing the Navi says, Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. You're thinking of Hashem's machshavos. How Hashem thinks. Hashem feels an anger. If Hashem feels anger, again, if he's expressing the way we see it is as anger, the way you think Hashem has machshavos is not the way you have machshavos. That's not correct. And therefore, it could be the sinner, there's anger against him, but when he does tshuva, Hashem hasn't changed, but Hashem doesn't think the way you, the fact that Hashem doesn't change, if the sinner changes, there won't be an anger. And the second thing, v'lo darcheichem drocha, you look around the derech of a bosar v'dom, of a king, a human, a person, and you figure if somebody sinned against the king, if he rebelled, he'll be punished. You should know, v'lo darcheichem derochoi, your ways are not my ways. Because if a person does tshuva, it's possible to totally change it, as if the avera didn't exist. And we're going to explain exactly how this is. Ki govu shamayim eyoretz. As the heavens are high above the earth, ken govu derochai midarcheichem, so too my ways are higher than your ways, umachshavosai mimachshavoseichem, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The earth we view as the base. This is where things are happening in the world. It's all happening down here on earth. The earth is not higher than the earth. The earth is the base. The Shamayim is way, the heavens is way above the earth. But the earth is not above the earth. The earth has no height at all. The earth is where it is. It's not just that Hashem's ways are greater. That whatever we, however forgiving we are, Hashem forgives more. And whatever we would overlook, Hashem overlooks more. It's totally different. Ki govu Shamayim me'oretz. As the heavens is above the earth. Meaning the heavens is high and the earth is where it is. It has no height whatsoever. It's totally removed. There's no comparison the height of the heavens and the height of the earth, which is not high. It is where it is. Kein govu derochai midarcheichem. So too, my ways are higher than your ways. It's not just Hashem is greater and does more. There's no comparison at all compared to the goodness of Hashem and His kindness to us. There's no comparison to the way things are on earth. Kein govu derochai midarcheichem. So too, my ways are higher than your ways. Umachshavosai mimachshavoseichem. And my thoughts are greater than your thoughts. Ki kasher yerid hageshem v'hasheleg min hashamayim. And now we're going to elaborate and we're going to explain this better. Just as the rain and the snow descend min hashamayim from heavens, v'shama lo yoshuv, and it won't return there, kim hirva esaretz, until it waters the earth. First it rains and afterwards it evaporates. But you don't have it as soon as it evaporates before it saturates the earth. it doesn't return until it's done something. Kim hirvo es haaretz, rather it waters the earth, v'holidah, and it causes it to give birth, to produce, v'yitzmicha, and to sprout. There's a kernel under the soil, the kernel, and the rain penetrates and goes into it, v'holidah, and causes it to give birth. That out of that kernel, like a baby coming out of the womb, out of that kernel something starts to rise. That's the holidah. And it reaches the surface of the ground, and then it continues rising, it sprouts, the yitzmicha. So the rain and the snow have their function. Benosan zera lazoreya, it gives seed to the one who's planting the seed. Velechem laochel, and food to the eater. When Hashem sends down the rain and the snow, it does something, it accomplishes. And let's see the two psukim together. Yud Aleph, Kein Yeh Devari Asher Yetzei Mipi. So too is my word that comes from my mouth. Lo Yoshuv Elai Reikom. It will not return to me empty, unfulfilled. Hashem's word is like the rain, it's like the snow, it accomplishes. Kim Oso Es Asher Chafatzti. Unless it will have accomplished what I desired, v'tzliach, and brought success, Asher Shalachtiv, where I sent it. The word of Hashem accomplishes and it does something. There's a change, and therefore you don't understand the ways and the thoughts of Hashem, but when Hashem controls the world and he speaks and he the words of prophecy, it has an effect. The Malbim explains. We explain the two thoughts of people, that if Hashem doesn't change and there's anger against the person, how could it be Hashem is now going to relate to him with kindness? And if somebody himself, his ways were that he rebelled, if he went against Hashem, how could it be like there was no rebellion, it's all forgiven? So on that Hashem says, on that the Novi says, Ki kasher yered hageshem v'asholeg min hashamayim. The rain that comes down in the summer, the snow that saturates the ground in the winter, they come down to the earth. Vishamalo Yoshuv. And it doesn't bring anything back to the heavens. The rain and the snow, they're going just to benefit the earth. Kim hirvo es haaretz v'holida v'itzmicha. It's going down to the earth and it's helping the earth produce. So it's not like the earth, the rains and the snow are sent to receive something, to see a reciprocation. So too Hashem is always sending down Shefa. There's always blessing that comes down. And Hashem does not, there's nothing that we do that affects Hashem. We can't hurt Hashem. We can't help Hashem. Hashem doesn't need us at all. He gives us an opportunity to earn Olam Haba, to earn a closeness with Hashem, that we can put in an effort and feel like we've deserved it. But Hashem himself doesn't get anything from our efforts. It's like the rain and the snow that go and it benefits the earth, and nothing is returned to the heavens. V'shomalo Yoshuv. The rain doesn't return, it doesn't bring anything back. The whole purpose is that the earth should be able to produce. So too Hashem gives the goodness that the earth, that we who live down here should benefit, and it's not for Hashem's benefit. Also, the rain and the snow come down whenever they come down. In some places, things will grow and sprout. If the field was plowed, if the seeds were planted, if the land is ready for it, it's very beneficial. And if the rain hasn't been prepared, it's a waste. And sometimes it can just be destructive. But it depends what, if the land is ready to receive the benefit of the rain, or if the rain will just go to waste. So too Hashem sends down all the blessings. We have to be able to receive it. We have to have a clay kibble, a vessel that can receive the blessings of Hashem. Kikasher yerid hageshem v'asholeg min hashamayim, as the rain and the snow come from Shamayim. V'shomalo yoshuv, and it doesn't return team here v'asaretz unless it saturates the land, and where the land is prepared, v'holido v'hitzmicha. So too, Hashem's relationship with us. There's a constant benefit and a shefa from Hashem. We have to be able to receive it. When you send a messenger to do something, if the hope is that he's going to do something to benefit you, you ask somebody, please go to the grocery store and buy me something. If he's successful, he'll bring you back something. If not, he comes back empty-handed. He wasn't able to give you what you needed, what you wanted. If you're sending a messenger for somebody else's good, you want to send somebody a present. So if he comes back empty-handed, that the mission was a success. You wanted him to deliver the goods, and he did. He came back empty-handed. If he comes back, and that scenario means it was not successful. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'ashelig min hashamayim. Like the rain and the snow go down, and it doesn't return. We don't see the rain rising and the snow rising. It saturates the earth and it's absorbed. Kein yed devari asher yetze mipi. So too is my word that comes from my mouth. It's like the person sending a present and he doesn't expect anything back. He just wants it to be delivered. Lo yoshuv eilai reikom. It will not return to me empty-handed. Kim oses asher chafatzti. Unless it did what I wanted. I wanted to benefit the earth. I don't want anything back. It returns reikom when it's a success. I would just like to give the benefit to the earth, to the people here, and they should appreciate that Hashem has given it to them. And that's it. I don't need something in return. Lo yoshuv eilai reikom. It only comes back empty-handed. Kim osa es asher chafatzti. If it did what I wanted, v'itzliach asher shalachtiv. And it caused success in the place where I sent it. If it's unsuccessful, and Hashem sends down the blessings, but we're not able to receive it. If we're not able to receive it, then it has to return to Hashem. But Hashem says, so if you feel that it's not your thoughts that Hashem has an anger, a kas, and how could Hashem change and also like the person because he did tshuva? It's not like if a person did averus, how could he be forgiven? What happened to the avera? Hashem is just constantly sending down blessing. And if we do tshuva and we change, we're able to receive that blessing. It's like the field that's now been plowed and planted where the rain can benefit it. Ki v'simcha seitzeyu. Because with simcha and gladness, seitzeyu, you will go out from golus. U'v'shalom tuvalun, and in peace you'll arrive. When they came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash, there were problems, there were enemies, and initially the building was cancelled of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then after the story of Purim, Daryovesh, the son of Ahasuerus, once again gave the orders, allowed the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. But initially it was stopped. There were difficulties. But when you leave Golus, ki v'simcha seitzeyu, you'll go out with it with simcha, with a joy, u'v'sholem tuvalun, and you'll be brought in peace. And it'll seem to you as if everything is cooperating. Hehorim v'agvos yiftzichu lifneichem rina. The mountains and the hills will break out in glad song before you. V'chol atzei asori yimchau chof. And all of the trees of the field will clap hands. It'll seem as if everything is celebrating your happiness and your joy. Rashi learns, it means the mountains and the hills will cause you to sing. Not that they're going to sing, but you'll feel such a joy. You'll see the produce of Eretz Yisrael. The nature will just be so much more enjoyable. Tachas hanatzutz yalav erosh. In place of the thorn bush, will grow the brosh, the cypress tree. Vesachas asir pod is in place of other thorn bush, the nettle, the thorn bush, yala hadas, you'll now have the hadas and the myrtle. In place of the thorns, the rishoyim, you'll now have tzaddikim. V'hoyel Hashem l'shem. And this will be make a monument for Hashem. Hashem is a reputation, something that people see and they remember. And when the Geula comes, it'll all be for Hashem as a shame, as a name, Laos Olam, a sign that this will be forever, Lo Yikares. And when the final Geula comes, it won't be cut down, but it'll remain forever. So he starts off with those initial words, Dir Shu Hashem Behimotso, that when you're still in Eretz Yisrael, seek out Hashem. It's not too late. Hashem can remain here. But the Navi was aware that there will be a Golus. The people will not take up the opportunity. But eventually, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. And they won't be hampered by the thoughts that Hashem, that our machshavos and our ways, Hashem is different. If we do tshuva, the Geula will come, b'mheira v'yameinu, and then we'll come back with a joy to Eretz Yisrael.